Jackson is still alive.
Welcome to Nocturnal Admissions, the Las Vegas Weekly Nightlife Podcast. I'm Deanna Rilling.
So on the phone, I have Brad and Sean, aka Manufactured Superstars, and some of the driving forces behind Beatport. How are you guys?
We're great. Thanks for having us.
Great. Just so people can get a clue, who's who, if you guys could say hi and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Sean.
Hi, my name is Brad. I'm one of the founders of Beatport and the superstar of the Manufactured Superstars.
So Sean, then you're the manufactured part?
Yeah, we'll call them that.
Okay, so I guess the big news is you guys are bringing the Beatport Beach Party to Tao Beach starting April 25th here in Vegas, and you're partnering with Insomniac, which throws some of the best events in the country. So what can we look forward to with the Tao Beach Beatport parties, and how will it compare to the ones that you guys throw in Miami during Winter Music Conference?
I mean, we're going to try and not that we could ever duplicate what we do in Miami in Vegas, because that's impossible. But it seems like Las Vegas is getting much more excited about dance music. And with Beatport, we had quite a few opportunities this summer. And the Tao Beach seemed like the most logical for us due to the size of Tao, the caliber of talent that they want to get to play this event, and their detail in the production and the willingness to represent the Beatport brand in the way that we wanted to be represented. So there was many factors on why we wanted to go with, or why we ended up doing Tao Beach. But I think it's going to be pretty cool, and I think people are going to like it. And then we're really tight with the Insomniac crew from Los Angeles. They do events with us out here in Denver. They did all the production for our event in Miami, so we're kind of we came as a package deal for Tao. So I think you got probably one of the best promoters in the country, maybe the world, but definitely representing the West Coast. And we always call it Vegas, LA East. So
that works. So how did you guys kind of decide on Tao Beach for the parties? Because it's one of the smaller pool party venues in Vegas. And was there any other venues that you guys had considered?
I mean, that was the most appealing because of that. We like it small and intimate.
Okay.
With super quality, with high quality DJs. The lineup hasn't been fully released, but it's really good. So we kind of wanted to create or be in an environment that the supply could exceed the demand could exceed the supply. Or a lot of those pools like Wet Republic, and I think the new thing at the Encore, I mean, they're just massive. That's not necessarily as appealing to us as small and intimate.
Okay. As far as bringing in an Insomniac, and you did mention Miami and the high production value there, will some of that come to Tao Beach and maybe kind of transform the space a little bit, or are you going to use pretty much what's there? Because I know in Miami, especially this year for the Beatport party, it was an insane stage setup. It was super impressive. So will we see something different at Tao Beach?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to bring some production elements for sure, because it is daytime and it's about 200 degrees in Vegas. You know, lighting and stuff like that, I don't think we're going to do any of that. But production-wise, absolutely. And, you know, sound is obviously very important to us.
As I mentioned earlier, not only are you guys some of the key figures with Beatport, but you're also known as Manufactured Superstars, and you do have a few Vegas gigs coming up. So correct me if I'm wrong, I think you're May 8th at Rain, May 16th at Tao Beach, and then July 10th at Rain again. Is that correct?
Correct.
Something like that. It seems like Vegas has kind of become a second home for you, so what's so appealing about playing in this city for you guys?
I mean, I think it's first of all, it's really close to Denver, which is really nice. But we've always had a vision of becoming residents in Vegas just because of the type of music that we play. We definitely play house music. We keep it banging, but we keep it really fun and light. Definitely have a pop influence and a lot of classic influence. So the type of music that we play, Vegas is pretty perfect for it, because we'll bang, you know, hot Beatport tracks for sure, but we keep it really fun and interesting, and I think the Vegas crowd appreciates that.
So what's kind of your guys' philosophy in track selection? Because I know that you do kind of tend to play maybe some of the more commercial stuff, but you'll throw in like a sick beat underneath it. So do you have a particular method or approach to your guys' sets?
I mean, we want to keep it really interesting. Our goal, you know, in a two-hour set is to play 100 plus tracks. And that doesn't mean necessarily tracks, it means pieces and parts of tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely have no shame. We're not afraid to play older tracks. We're not afraid to play pop hits. We just want to keep it really interesting and keep the beat there and keep the dance floor moving. But we don't really have any shame, I guess is the best way to say it. We want to keep it really fun and interesting for the crowd.
Cool. So I love the name Manufactured Superstars, and it seems like a little bit of a philosophy as to what you guys do. So where did you come up with that?
I mean, it kind of, not that it started off as a joke, but I'm a promoter and I own a club here in Denver called Beta. Mm-hmm. Before that, I used to promote all the events at the Church and Vinyl, which are two big clubs here in Denver. And we had unlimited amount of resources. We were the biggest club. We had huge email blasts, you know, like Las Vegas Weekly, it's called the Westward out here, full page ads. We had unlimited resources, and our Thursdays were always sold out, and our Saturdays were always sold out. And I gave every local DJ I felt in the city a chance to promote Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody was doing well, and I was, like, very upset. I was to the point where, like, just try. Like, this is when techno was getting really big. I was like, everybody was taking music really seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sean and I threw together a bunch of music in Ableton and said, just throw a party and stop taking it so serious and have fun with it. And we threw it, and it was a big hit. And we kind of had the idea that we wanted to do this anyways, and it was a good test market for it. And I think our original name was Digitally Manufactured Superstars, which was even longer. And we just shortened it to Manufactured Superstars because we basically just said that, you know, we could create ourselves to be big DJs just because of the marketing assets we have access to.
Cool.
You know, just to kind of expand on that for a sec, I mean,
sure.
You know, I think that two things that are key is that we thought that people were taking themselves way too serious. I mean, people go to a nightclub to have fun. And, you know, I mean, and you know, they don't want to sit up there and watch some guy, you know, do a science project. They want to watch somebody else up there having fun and doing a good time. And I think that's the whole mentality behind everything we're doing, is really just to create a fun environment. So, you know, everybody from the 50-year-old lawyer to the 23-year-old girl can have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Jumping around and, you know, losing their inhibitions a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of further on the name, I think, you know, if you look at our past, Brad's been a promoter in Denver for years. My history before being one of the guys that helped Brad and the founding partners start Beatport was I was a drum and bass DJ and producer.
Right.
So I kind of already had, you know, the skills of producing music, and I'd been a DJ for several years. So I think it just kind of fits in. I mean, we were just kind of like two players that came into the, you know, into the perfect harmony together to be able to do something fun and interesting that's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. One thing I've noticed is that you guys are kind of adamant about not being referred to specifically as DJs, but a band that doesn't play any instruments, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you kind of see that becoming maybe more of a trend in the industry as far as, because I know, like, for example, like deadmau5, you know, he's not exactly a DJ. So kind of things like that.
When you do the things that we're doing in Ableton, it's really not DJing. It's performing music and playing music back.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a DJ per se is somebody that plays on turntables or CDs. And we don't really play that much on CDs or turntables. You know, it's mostly in Ableton playing snippets and parts of songs. So, you know, we feel like we're more performers and less DJ.
Mm-hmm. Do you go in with, like, a pre-planned idea? Do you guys kind of talk it out before you go in on maybe where you're going to go? Or do you just kind of wing it the whole time, just kind of depending on the vibe?
You know, I mean, I'd say every DJ in the world has some idea of what they're going to play, you know, especially if you're getting booked at these premium, you know, these top venues. I mean, you know what you're going to get into when you're going into a club like Rain or
mm-hmm.
you're playing at Avalon in LA or any of these bigger venues. I mean, you know. And you also know what you're going to get into if you're going to play a small room for 200 people. So I would say, yeah, we organize a playlist. And like most DJs, we'll have favorite mixes of playing a few songs back to back just because of the flow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't think it's any different than anybody else. But, you know, I mean, there's definitely the chance that, you know, we'll completely change the vibe, whether it's based on somebody's opinion or how the crowd's reacting or just what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Now, since you guys are with Beatport, do you get, like, all the free music that you want?
No.
if you'd believe this, we have a company policy that everybody buys their music.
Oh, wow.
So we, I mean, and I would say a lot of music we you know, I'd say about 80% of the music we play we get from Beatport. I'd say 10% from iTunes and 10% from friends that will be coming out or doing their own mashups. And then from that, we, you know, I would say almost everything we play, we basically create our own mashup of every song, or at least our own edit of every song that we play.
Mm-hmm. So since you guys are so in the know, who are maybe some of the up-and-coming producers you'd recommend checking out for people to go on Beatport and maybe buy some tracks from?
Mike Snow, Avicii, Funk Agenda, those guys are doing really well. Everything coming out from Tool Room. Obviously, we're huge Afrojack and Dirty Dutch followers, so the whole Dutch movement from Chocolate Puma to Fetty Legrand to Afrojack to Chucky, the Shermanology, all those guys are, you know, really fun, playing a lot of fun music. The Dutch and the Swedes are just killing it right now.
Right, definitely.
I mean, Reba Starr, too. I mean, he's Italian, so he's in a different class, but he's doing really well, too.
Kind of to go back a little bit, when you guys said the Manufactured Superstars kind of a little bit started as a joke, the last time I saw you guys at Rain, you were wearing like what looked like orange NASA astronaut suits. And you guys have always also rocked like the striped knee socks and short shorts. So do you have anything special planned for the Tau Beach party as far as quirky attire?
Well, we'll be Africa hot, so we're not sure.
Just go naked.
Yeah, that would be not a pretty fun. we kind of have fun with our outfits, just because there's two of us and we're very different looking. I'm blonde and skinny, and Sean with short hair, and Sean always has a big afro. So we're pretty distinct looking, so it looks kind of cool when we coordinate outfits. So people like it when we do that. So yeah, we'll be doing more of that type of thing.
It just comes back to the to the nature of keeping the party fun and keeping it a little less serious. I mean, I think that, you know, it's more interesting to look at for the crowd. And I mean, I think that we're there to put on a show, and the crowd's there to see a show. And I think the more things you can add to it, it's just it's a visual aspect to the already audio, you know, show.
And it's really fun walking through the casino or going to Nova and dinner in your spacesuit.
Nice.
You get some looks, and lots of people actually thought we were astronauts. That was the funniest part.
Because coincidentally, the space shuttle was taking off the next day. We didn't know that, but it was.
Nice. Since you guys have been here quite a few times, what's maybe your craziest Vegas moment?
I don't think we can say that on the air.
No censorship here. We have an explicit thing on our podcast. It's cool.
I mean, we usually get really drunk and end up at Dre's and wandering out somewhere between 7 and 11.
Nice.
It usually is a pretty consistent theme, but I mean, we love coming to Vegas. It's our home away from home. We're super excited to be doing the thing at Tau Beach. And, I mean, I think we'll probably be in Vegas 10 times this summer, so for us, that's awesome. We have lots of friends out there, and we have a great time.
Cool. Well, is there anything else in the works that maybe people should check out? Either some cool new stuff with Beatport or stuff you guys have going on as Manufactured Superstars?
I mean, we got a lot of stuff going on. We just launched the Beatport iPhone app, which is super cool. We have the Beatport Music Awards coming up, so that's fun. Manufactured Superstars, we're in the studio a lot. We just did a remix for BT that's coming out.
Cool.
We got some original stuff coming out. We just did a hip-hop remix of an old, I forgot the name of the artist, but it was called Wiggle.
Two in a Room.
That's coming out in May. So we're working a lot in the studio, doing a lot of remixes for people. And just, you know, trying to get our name out there even more than it is.
Cool. Well, thank you guys so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And I'm sure I'll see you guys a bunch over the summer.
For sure. I mean, we're friends on Twitter now, so I'll know everything you do.
Awesome.
So will we see you on the 8th? Are you going to come down and say hi?
Of course.
Okay, perfect.
Great. Well, thanks again, guys, and I'll come say hi, and good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
For up-to-date Las Vegas nightlife and dance music scene news, always be sure to check out LasVegasWeekly.com.